A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show for Brighton. Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff. Liverpool obviously travel down there in hopes of getting a win. Whether they'll actually be able to is a different question. If you are on Twitter, do head over to our YouTube channel at the Red Men TV and come and watch the entire show. You'll get to see what I think Jürgen Klopp's going to do. I'm probably going to field the best lineup. Whether it's good enough to get a result away at Brighton, I'm not too sure, but do come and join us over there so you can have a look. Now actually getting right into the show then. As you can see, I've got all the players on the board behind me. Jürgen Klopp has just had his press conference and we've had an update on Darwin Núñez. It's not a good one. So that's just unreal news to start off the day, isn't it? Let's get the players who aren't available off the board though to begin with. We obviously know that Virgil van Dijk is sadly still very much injured, not available to the Reds, and that's more great news, but we already knew that one. Moving on then, Milner I've left on the board, he's right down here. Milner's back in a bit of training, the second training session today he's in, so I'm going to leave him on the board for this one. I think he could have some sort of involvement come Saturday, so yeah, I'm not going to take him off. I am obviously, though, going to take off Firmino, who Jürgen Klopp, in his press conference, turned around and said that he was only actually expected to be out for 10 days to 2 weeks. Turns out he felt something else, or he felt it again, the injury, and he's absolutely nowhere near being in training, never mind being available for selection. That is what Jürgen Klopp said today at his presser. So, yeah, the bad news just keeps on coming. Núñez, then, also injured. They're waiting on more information on Darwin Núñez, but it's kept him out of training sessions. He won't be in today's training session, and therefore he probably just won't be able to be in any part of the squad tomorrow. So we are without, you know, a number nine in this team at the moment. Moving through the rest of them then, Stefan Bajcetic had a little knock. He's back in training, something to do with his hip. So I'm going to leave him on the board for now. I also think we don't have Jota or Diaz on because they're obviously long-term injuries, so that is not the problem. And yeah, let's hope that this on the board is enough to get us through somewhere at the weekend. But let's get straight into it then with the starting 11. And it's going to be quite simple, to be honest. Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian, it's very simple when it comes to needing big players to step up. Kelleher's boss. Adrian, I don't mind either. But Alisson's got to be in goal. It's just pretty much nailed on, isn't it? So Alisson in goal for me to begin with. We've got Robertson or Costas at left back. And I just think you have to go the strongest team that you possibly can. And for that reason, I am going to take Costas out. Yeah, maybe you might want to rotate it because Costas can do a job for you. But I feel like without Virgil van Dijk, Jordan Henderson at the moment hasn't been in great form at all, so he might not even start. I think you'd really need a leader. And in the last couple of weeks, Robertson's shown up and became a leader, especially that Brentford game when he came on. You know, he got the lads in a circle and pretty much fumed at them. So I want Robbo as a voice in the team. So I'm going to go with Robertson at centre-half. Then moving on to the two centre-half, left-back. Moving on to the two centre-halves then, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? The only player, I mean, you could have Gomez as a centre-half, but I'm not really feeling it. I've just realised that I don't know where Calvin Ramsey is, but we'll move on to it because he's not in my team anyway. And I'm obviously going to go with Konate at centre-half alongside Matip. It's the two best centre-halves that we've got at the moment. Joe Gomez can come for Trent if needed. And I think him and Nat can alternate who comes off the bench. But your two strongest centre-halves need to start this game. And that's what I'm going with. Hopefully Konate can find his form again. Matip seems to be all right. He gets through games. He's not been brilliant. But, you know, it's the choices that we've got to go with, and I'd rather them two over these two moving in. So I'll take Nath Phillips away from the board, definitely. Right back then, Trent or Gomez. I think Trent's been fairly decent since the World Cup, coming back from that. I think he's had some time off. He's trained through it all. I think he's been really good defensively. Obviously, offensively, he's not been getting forward as much. He does a great assist for Darwin Núñez, saying that against Wolves, I think it was. So Trent, for me, has to start. In the form that he's in at the moment, I think he's given 7 or 8 in every game, and we've been crap. So the fact that he's, you know, given a 7 or 8 out of performance, it's not really, you know, at times you've said this season he's at fault for quite a few goals. I don't think that's been the real point since the World Cup break. So Gomez does come off my board, but do not worry, because he might be on the bench. You just never know. And I'll look at you first, whether, let's see the comments. Would anyone change the back four to begin with? I just think Liverpool have to go the strongest side they can field and really go for it. I do, because we're in absolute terrible form. I'm making 7, you know, 5, 6 changes. Just isn't going to help us either, I don't think. But yeah, that is my back four, and obviously Alisson Becker in goal. Jane John in the comment section, 4-4-2 formation. I just don't think Jürgen Klopp's going to change his formation at this moment. Why? Because it didn't really work out for us at the beginning of the season. I don't think we've got enough forwards at the moment to put 4 in attack, which is, he kind of went of a 4-2-4, you know, in possession when we were on the break a lot. So I think it's just going to be, for me, a 4-3-3. Obviously, saying that, though, we are missing Darwin Núñez up top, which leaves a little problem for me.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Then moving on to the midfield. Now, I'll actually leave that one to last, to be honest. I'll do the one that I concrete would put on. Bajetic is only just coming back. Could feature on the bench, I'm not too sure. You know, bright spark, but at the moment, I think Fabinho, once again, hasn't been in great form, but compared to before the World Cup, has been much better. And I don't think he's the real problem. I think it's the other two. But I'll just leave him wide open. That might be a massive problem. So I'm sticking with Fabinho in a defensive midfield. You know, I don't think he's been the worst playing on the pitch. He's not been brilliant, let's be honest. But Fabinho 100% is in my starting lineup. I hope Jürgen Klopp does the same. I'm pretty sure Jürgen Klopp would do the same, unless he wants to drop Henderson as a 6. And maybe play Elliot and Thiago, I'm not too sure, maybe. But for me, I don't think Henderson's in the greatest form. Maybe he might do better as a 6, though, to be honest, because his pressing's not there at the moment. But yeah, I've gone with Fabinho in the 6. Moving on to, you know, the right side of midfield, then. It is between Henderson and Harvey Elliott for me. I'm going to knock Curtis Jones off already. He's not been in the last couple of squads. He might have been in the Wolves. He missed out the bench for Wolves. Ben Duke was on the bench. So I just don't think he's going to feature. He has obviously had some injury problems as well in recent months. So I'm not going to put him in the starting 11. We've also got James Milner on the board coming back from injury. He just doesn't start from the very beginning of this game, I don't think. So they're two to take off. We've got Ox, which you'll see what I'll do with him in a minute. I'll put him up this part instead. We've got Henderson or Harvey Elliott. Both haven't been in great form, let's be honest. Once again, I think you need leaders on the pitch, and whether Henderson's been in great form or not, I feel like you might just have to go your strongest and your most solid, because Brighton can tear you apart. I'd be a little bit worried if Harvey Elliott came in. You know, he's not in the greatest form. He's been getting a little bit of criticism. I don't think it's, really justified. He's a young lad who was boss for the first half of the season. We've overplayed him, and we're seeing the effects of that. I don't think Harvey Elliott comes back in. I think you might want to take him out the limelight for a little minute and tell Henderson to get back to normal. Get Henderson playing, maybe not the most advanced. I'd let Thiago go up and down. Jordan Henderson, he needs to be on it. He needs to set the pace. He needs to play well, which he hasn't been doing. But looking at Harvey Elliott right now, I just don't think he fits away at Brighton when they've got so much force going forward. The midfield, I'm scared their midfield's going to absolutely outrun us and have us all over the park. So I'm going to try and put the workhorse in. Obviously, he's much more than that. But that is what I, in every game expect from Jordan Henderson, at least him to press for, the full 90. Hasn't been doing it lately very well, but I'm hoping he does in this game coming Saturday. To partner these two then, I'm quite stuck, to be honest, because Naby Keita had a 5-minute spell where he was sound, then he had the rest of the game was absolutely shambolic. I don't know whether you say to him, start this game, we'll give you 60 minutes and we'll take it off after 60. Make sure you don't get injured. We'll bring you back into the team, but not give you the full 90. Rhys Burns in the chat's gone, Fabinho, Thiago and Keita in midfield. Are you putting Keita on the right side of midfield then, I'm assuming? I also wanted to go with that, but I just didn't think Jurgen Klopp would do it. And sadly, I've got to think of what Jurgen Klopp would do. And not what I'd do, because if I was actually going off what I wanted, we'd be even worse, I think, sadly. Fabinho, Thiago and Keita, I really like it. We've got, let's see what else we've got. Jane John, start Keita on the right midfield. I could do that. Are we 100%? I mean, I don't think Thiago's been good. This is the problem. None of these three have been great. I think Fabinho's probably been the best since the World Cup. And it's really not saying much. And I am going to have to bench Naby Keita just for now, for the main reason of, even though I'd love to have him at right mid and just see what he can do. And bear in mind, that was the midfield three in the semi-final against Manchester City, and they bossed it. But when all three of them are pretty much off and one's coming back from injury, hasn't really played any minutes, it is a slight worry for me to lob him in this game. I'm going to go with that. I might make a last-minute change if you really want me to, but that is my midfield three. Moving on to the forwards then. No, Darwin Nunes is killing me a little bit here. I'll go with the one that we all know. And if he doesn't start, I'd be absolutely shocked. And that is Salah. Salah is going at me right wing. Ben Doak, I think, is absolutely boss. Would love to see him on the bench. And maybe come off the bench if we need something. He has no fear. He drives at people. Really excited about the kid, but I don't think he starts from the off, obviously. But he has been getting on the bench recently, so I shall put him on the bench. Now we've got the problem of, where do you play Gakpo? Does Carvalho come in? Where's Chamberlain playing? And to be honest with you, I know no one wants it, but for some reason, I can see something like this happening. I want Gakpo to start. I need Gakpo to start. I don't think Carvalho is the best left winger. He's a very, very class player, but in this area is probably his best position, which is a number 10. And we don't have that in this formation. I think Gakpo, I just want to see him start. We need bodies. You're without Nunes, put your best players out. And I don't care if you want to try and give him time a couple of months. You don't have the time to try and embed him into the squad. You just don't have the time. Play your best players because it is a must-win game. Every game is practically a must-win game. And Carvalho, look, we play Wolves on Tuesday night. You might see Carvalho in that one if we need a little bit of rotation. But I'm 100% starting Gakpo. And I'm starting him on the left wing. And shock to you all, I'm expecting to get absolutely ridiculed in the comments, don't you, buddy? I'm expecting Jürgen to put Ox up top, to be perfectly honest. For whatever reason, he's done it before, hasn't he? And when we really needed him, when the AFCON Nations were happening, I'm pretty sure he went up top against Crystal Palace. He's played there a couple of times, got a couple of goals when needed. He's not been horrific since, obviously, the football return. He's not been great. He scores against Brentford with a lovely header. I just think missing out against Wolves might be a little bit more rested. And I just feel like that is probably what Jürgen Klopp's going to do. Whether we like to see it or not is beside the point, because I'm trying to predict what Jürgen Klopp would do. What I'd do, it'd be hard to argue anything else. I'd really love to put Gakpo up through the middle. But when he's done that, he's been in a two, I'm pretty sure, with the Dutch squad. And this is a 4-3-3. I thought he got a little bit isolated after the first 25 minutes of the game against Wolves. We were crap though, weren't we? I can't base him off that. Hopefully he'll be, energetic, add some skill into it. And overall, I think that might be the best squad we can do. If anyone wants to, put in the comments what you'd change about this squad, I'll let you put it in the comments whilst I get me bench ready. Because obviously I'm going to need me goalkeeper, which I did put down the bottom. I'm really hoping that the Reds, even though we are a bit crap, we can do. I'm really not looking forward to the game, if I'm being dead honest with you. Brighton away is just not what you need when you're playing absolutely crap. And sadly, that's where we are at the moment. So let's go with this then. I'll get my goalkeeper in a minute. I'm going to put Gomez over here. I'm only going with one goalkeeper. I'll get him out when he comes. I did have Milner on the bench and maybe Stefan Bajetic, but I'm really not sure, because both of them could just be too soon for them with them being injured. So we've got another centre half. I didn't put a centre half. I put only one centre half on last time, and I feel like I got the thingy wrong, so I'm going to put two centre halves on. I'm also going to get me lovely Callagher, put him as the backup goalkeeper. It could be Adrian, I'm really not too sure, but I'd go with Callagher. I think he's our number two, and therefore he needs to be on the bench in case, God forbid, anything happened to Alisson Becker. We're going to go Kostas, because he can add something into the game. That's already four. You only get nine. It seems quite a lot of, not a lot of subs for the amount of actual subs you can make. Then into midfield then. Now I have the question, do I put Milner in? I'm going to go with the two that I know that I will put in, Harvey Elliott and Naby Keita, in case anything happens to those two. Honestly, we need three more, and I've got to choose between, we'll go Milner as well. Just another one. Harvey Elliott, if needed be, can play on the wings. I wouldn't want him to, but he can do that. Carvalho as the other. Carvalho as another attacker. And Ben Doak, because I think Ben Doak deserves it. I think Ben Doak can get at Brighton in the last 10 minutes. Hopefully we've tied them out by then. That is my starting 11, what I think Jürgen Klopp is going to do. My bench over here, Callagher, Gomez, Phillips, Kostas, Elliott, Keita, Milner, Carvalho and Ben Doak. Obviously, going through the team then, we've got Alisson Becker, Robbo, Konate, Matip, Trent, Fabinho with Henderson and Thiago alongside him, Gakpo, Ox up top, and Salah at right wing. I will read a couple of comments just before we go. Mikey said Jones is available. Yes, he is available, but he hasn't been on the bench. I did look back at the last couple of benches and he'd missed out. Ben Doak had actually made it and Curtis Jones hadn't. And to be honest, you've got enough midfielders there. Maybe Milner you swap for Jones. But I also think Milner, to scream at people, I'd absolutely love that in the dressing room if we're being crap, which is more than likely at this moment in time. What else have we got? Elder said, would love Trent right of midfield and Gomez right back. I wouldn't mind that either. Is Jürgen Klopp going to do it? Sadly, absolutely not. So maybe in a couple of seasons' time. Finn has put Doak needs to start. Gakpo, Salah, Ben Doak. Give the lad a chance to shine. That bit of passion he has shown already. I agree. I think he's obviously, he deserves it. He's being brilliant when he came on against Aston Villa. I think came on against Wolves as well. He's a breath of fresh air. However, against Brighton away, when we're struggling, I can't take Mo Salah out of the team. He's got to stay in because he can have a moment of magic. But yeah, that is the starting 11 prediction. What I think Jürgen Klopp's going to do, it's possibly the best team. Will it get the best result? No, probably not. Who knows? Not looking forward to it. And if you want to see us go through the misery with you, or maybe they might surprise us and do quite well, there is a watch-along tomorrow. We've got the team news, the obvious watch-along, match reaction, your reactions. So yeah, do join us for that. And no matter what the Reds do tomorrow, at least we can all go through it together, right? But yeah, nice one for watching. Until the next one, up the Reds.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.